Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Stress Detox Daily, your daily dose of peace and clarity. I'm Jessica Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide through the crazy roller coaster we call life. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's close to my heart, navigating the journey of mental healing with courage. Because let's face it, friends, sometimes life throws us curveballs that leave us feeling bruised and battered. We all hit those moments where self-doubt creeps in, anxiety takes over, or that inner critic starts its nasty little symphony. But guess what? You are not alone on this path. And the good news is, with a little courage, we can rewrite our stories and emerge stronger, braver, and more resilient than ever before. Let's get real for a second. Healing isn't always a straight shot to sunshine and rainbows. It's often a winding road with unexpected detours and potholes that make you question if you're even on the right path. Ever felt like you were taking two steps forward and three steps back? You know that feeling when you think you've conquered a hurdle, only to find yourself facing another one just around the corner? It's totally normal, and it's okay to acknowledge those moments of struggle. So, let's break down five key takeaways that can help us navigate this journey with courage. 1. Embrace vulnerability. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's a superpower. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. It means allowing yourself to feel your emotions fully, the good, the bad, and everything in between. When you let go of that need to always appear strong and perfect, you open yourself up to genuine connection and healing. Think about it. Have you ever felt truly understood when someone just listened without judgment? That's the power of vulnerability. 2. Practice self-compassion. We often beat ourselves up for our mistakes, shortcomings, or even just those days when we feel like we're failing miserably. But guess what? You deserve kindness, just as much as anyone else. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, healing takes time, and it's okay to make mistakes along the way. Be your own cheerleader. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. Those little voice whispers in our heads that tell us we're not good enough, smart enough, or worthy? Yeah, those need to be challenged. They are often based on past experiences or insecurities, but they don't have to define you. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? And what would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Often, simply acknowledging and questioning those negative thoughts can weaken their grip on your mind. 4. Seek professional help when needed. Let's be real, sometimes we need an extra hand on the healing journey. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor. They are trained professionals who can provide support, guidance, and tools to help you navigate challenges and develop coping mechanisms. Think of them as your personal cheerleaders and mentors on this path. 5. Celebrate small victories. Remember that feeling when you finally conquered that tricky puzzle? Or the moment you aced a presentation you'd been stressing about? It's a rush, right? Well, those little wins are important in healing too. They show you that you are capable of growth and progress, even on the toughest days. Celebrate every step forward, no matter how small it may seem. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been struggling with anxiety for years. She doubts her abilities, constantly compares herself to others, and feels paralyzed by fear. Sound familiar? Sarah decides to take charge of her mental health. She starts practicing mindfulness exercises, journaling her thoughts and feelings, and challenging those negative self-talk spirals. She even joins a supportive art community where she can connect with other creative souls. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to heal. Her anxiety lessens, her confidence grows, and she rediscovers the joy of creating art again. Isn't that powerful? Sarah's story is a reminder that healing is possible, even when it feels like an uphill battle. Remember, you are not defined by your struggles. You are defined by your courage to face them head on. So, take a deep breath, friends. You've got this. Embrace the journey, practice self-love, and remember that each step forward is a victory worth celebrating. And before we go, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you navigate your own mental healing journey? Share your insights and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and peace.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.